It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Okay.
We need him to do that again. Well, you don't have to introduce everybody again. Just get him to do
for,
the...
For the podcast, it's just, you know...
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody, here's everybody. Everybody, this is everybody.
Diana Howard.
Tracy Trevelyan.
Al Green.
Now, J.W.
He's an auctioneer. We want to hear some real auctioneering.
All right.
Go.
Sell this.
5, now 7.5, 5 will get 7.5, 8 will buy, 8 will get 7.5, now 10, 10 will get 10, now 12.5, sir, 10 will get 12.5, 8 will buy, 8 will get 12.5, now 15, 12.5 will get 15, you're out, 15, now 17.5, 15 will get 17.5, 8 will buy, 8 will get 17.5, sold it, $15.
You, JW, can you owe me $15.
That's right.
I've been to enough auctions to know I got you, buddy.
Can you tell he's been to auctioneering school? I can.
Where'd you go to school for that?
Kansas City.
Did you? I know Fort Worth has a school.
That's,
you know, auction school is 17 days long.
Wow. Yeah.
The first day of school, you get 17 marbles, and you put them in your mouth. And each day that you complete, you take one marble out. And at the end of school, when you lost all your marbles, you're an auctioneer.
I got that.
He lost all his marbles. Now,
the reason we've got an auctioneer this November 3rd at Scotty's here in Texarkana.
Sunday,
November 3rd. It's Dwight Neville Day at Scotty's. Mm-hmm. Trace, tell us a little bit about the Dwight and what's going on with him, his journey.
Dwight Neville has stage 4 lung cancer.
Called Diane Tracy. I don't know what's going on.
Dwight Neville is the man in Texarkana that has helped every child that has ever asked for help in this town.
Families.
And he helps.
I'm going to say thousands.
Yes.
Yes.
That have never asked.
Yeah. And thousands that have never asked.
Yeah.
Water Springs Ranch children that Dwight Neville has helped. The children here in this town that don't know who Dwight Neville is that he's helped. He needs our help now. And so it is our duty to help him.
Are you okay? It's all
right.
Hey,
I'm
listen,
sorry.
Let me say this. Dwight has been, I don't know, Dwight's biker's dream. We were talking about that
been
earlier.
For
it's been in over,
long
for over 20 years. It's been
it's been longer than 20 years.
He started out at his house.
Yeah, and then moved out
he
off
moved
of 98.
Highway 8.
Or was that 8?
A small shop out there.
In New Boston.
Yeah,
and
then had that.
To 198.
He's been hosting, organizing rides, benefits, barbecue competition, just so many different things for so many different causes
and
she people.
Said on the Facebook,
this is
he started Toys for Tots.
Yes, he started Toys for Tots 33 years ago.
Yeah. I've been auctioneer for him for that for over 20 years.
Wow.
And he's carried on. You know, a lot of other organizations have started so many different events over the years,
yes.
but Dwight's been in it from the get go. Yeah. So. Right. Anyway, now he's having a tough time and
lots of health problems.
More than just medical bills, but, you know, when you start running into gas money to get to treatments and, hotels and incidentals and the bills keep coming, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is an opportunity for the community to come together, help Dwight, help each other. I'm not exaggerating when I put a number up into the thousands of people that have been touched by his actions from all over. I'm going
to
say all over this region.
Bring us stuff to this auction.
Tell us some of the items again on the auction list. We got
fire pits, a guitar,
special guitar. Sounds like
and that's from Cowboy Guns out of New Boston too.
Right. A lot of neat items that you can.
There's going to be even something for the ladies. Terry Dean over at the Health Nut, she's going to give me a week's worth of Herbalife teas and shakes. She's going to auction that off, and if you do Herbalife, you come out, and that's a good way to help out.
And then you said how much the proceeds from the meals?
20% on Sunday. Anybody that goes in to Scotty's and eats.
November 3rd, Sunday.
This Sunday. Anyone that goes in and eats, you can go in, have a burger, and 20% of your check is going to be donated to Dwight.
Good.
Per Scotty's Grill. Morton he's an awesome guy. Mm-hmm. He's a big Dwight fan as well as everybody that has ever run across Dwight's path. Anybody that wanted to do anything.
Shout out to Scott Martin for doing this because
Scott Martin is a great man. anybody that's run across Dwight's path has, you know, loved him because he's such a good man. And anybody that wanted to do anything, any kind of benefit, they'd call Dwight, and Dwight's right there, want to help. Call these two guys and say, hey, somebody call me. Y'all, come on, let's go. Let's go do this.
I want my $15. What happens if somebody bids on something and they don't put up the money, y'all? Smack them around or something? He's a big fella.
We know a lot of people.
these are pretty big fellas. You said $15.
Yeah. Well, see, there's one problem. I don't know. I can't recognize that that's actually your pen.
It's not. It's yours.
Okay, so I'm not gonna pay you for my pen.
Listen, can we give you a bag of coffee? I'd like to give some coffee to put up for you, because you got some silent auction stuff going on too.
Gonna have live auction. It's all going to be live. Tracy's going to live auction everything, even if it's just a dollar.
You can give them a couple of bags of coffee, and they might get a dollar out of it.
Well, that's...
I got to go for two. You know that.
That's bad brand management. We sell it for 15 bucks a pound.
I know.
We could start at 15 bucks.
We'll start it at 15 bucks. We won't take no less. We're not going to take just a dollar for anything, because we need as much money as we can get.
Let's send a couple.
Dwight
would love this coffee.
Dwight's famous words. No, he says, we're here to take as much money as we can from you.
That's why me and Dwight's always got along so good.
That's right.
It really is.
Well, this is a chance for all the people that he's helped to kind of just turn it around a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity for anyone that has been touched by Toys for Tots, mm-hmm. Water Springs Ranch, or by a kid that Dwight gave a jersey to.
Harley,
come out.
Harley rides of all sorts for many, many different causes.
He does the Jeremy Lane Scholarship Ride, and we used to go to the Dream, and after he sold the Dream, we meet now at the VFW in New Boston, and we pay $10 to ride our own motorcycles down to the Water Springs Ranch, and we donate money so we can go ride the kids around at the Water Springs Ranch. So the money goes back into the scholarship fund, so it gets to continue to raise money for the kids that come out of Water Springs Ranch.
But in this region, when you break it down, he is one of the names that's always stood out as someone that you turn to for help.
Absolutely.
He also stood out and helped every biker in this general area right here. Plus, he is a... what would you call him? He's the man that just, he just doesn't know. Everybody he meets, he's just friends with him. Just
well,
like
he's
that.
Good
everybody.
People, and we want to do something in return. Mm-hmm. So again, run down everything. We got that video up on the Facebook. I want folks to share that and get
Absolutely.
The word out. And then the podcast, this will be on our, if you want to share your interview here.
Yes, we will.
All right.
I'll definitely.
But it's going to be.
And that's to prove you owe me $15.
Not for my own pen. It starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, goes throughout the day at Sunday at Scotty's Grill. And they're going to have the auction. And 20% of the proceeds from the food sales and all that goes to the cause as well.
Right. And let's not forget that Crooked Halo is going to be there.
All right. Important live music.
There's going to be music.
Crooked Halo is coming out, and they're donating their time.
Okay.
They're donating their time, and they're going to be playing music.
And they're good.
Oh, my. If you've not listened to Crooked Halo, you need to come listen.
Oh, yeah.
It's an opportunity to come during the day.
Definitely one of the top bands around here.
And
so.
You can bring your kids and come hang out and let the kids see who actually has helped them and let them know what's going on.
I can't thank you enough for coming up here and letting us know, educate the audience, and letting us be involved in promoting this. Al, Tracy, Miss Diane, thank you.
Sunday.
Sunday. Please come Sunday.
All right. So
thank y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank y'all so much for allowing us to come.
We're going to try to be out there, too, now.
How much time's left, Jeff?
20 seconds.
Can you do a quick one more time? Auction.
Hey, open the gate and let him out and walk him, boys. 2.5, we'll get 5. 2.5, we'll get 5. 8.5, we'll get 5. Now 7.5. 5, we'll get 7.5. 5, we'll get 7.5. 8.5, we'll get 7.5. Now 10. 10, we'll get 10. 8.5, we'll get 10. Sell him 7.50.
All right.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.